Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 10th day of the month of Nisan. Please continue to daven, to pray for all those whose names are listed in the daily email. Additionally, and I want to thank one of our dear callers for sharing that one of the children that we have been davening for, Tinok Ben Nechama Devora, unfortunately, his condition deteriorated seriously late last night. So we really need to put a more of an emphasis to take our tefillah, to take our prayers to the next level, to daven for all those in need. But for today particularly, please keep in mind Tinok Ben Nechama Devora, that he has a quick, easy, and painless recovery and a full refuah shelema. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather on the call under the most difficult of circumstances. As a Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna of Greater Washington in Silver Spring, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Rosenbaum fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Men Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shruim, for those who are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Rosenbaum will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. I want to thank our generous sponsors for today. And if you'd like to sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, not only is it a great way to remember the call, to find out who's speaking that day, but also there are several links there, but most especially the names of those whom we are davening for are listed each day in the daily Tehillim email. And so if you do not subscribe, you could do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Once again, want to remind everyone that today will be our final program until the conclusion of Pesach. We will resume the day after Pesach, which I believe offhand is May 1st. We'll pick up the program then. However, even if we are not convening on the call, I encourage everyone to please continue to say Tehillim, to do so at 1 o'clock, because even very that much more powerful, that all of our tefillos are happening simultaneously at the same time. But however, any time is a good time to connect and to speak with Hashem. With that, bechavod, with great honor, I want to introduce Rabbi Rosenbaum, who I had the great pleasure of meeting and spending time in person several weeks ago in New York. Take it away, Rabbi Rosenbaum.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and a big yasher koach to you and the OU for running this very moving and meaningful opportunity for so many around the country and I guess around the world. So it's an honor to participate. Thank you very much. It's God willing, the Beis HaMikdash should be built by the time we celebrate Pesach this year. But in the event that it's not, if I were to ask you, of all the things that we'll eat and drink at the Seder, what do we have a Torah mitzvah to partake of at the Seder? So it's a very interesting thing. In the absence of a Korban Pesach, the special sacrifice that will be brought in conjunction with Pesach, there's only one thing, matzah. Now, the matzah, of course, represents our liberation from Egypt. But what's so interesting is the maror, the bitter herbs, which represent the terrible experience the Jewish people had in Egypt. There's not a Torah mitzvah to eat the maror if the Korban Pesach is absent. So in the absence of a Korban Pesach, the only Torah mitzvah is the matzah, not the maror. Why would the instruction to eat maror from the Torah only apply if a Korban Pesach is present? Surely there are many, many answers to this question, but when thinking about this, I always like to reference the Maral on Korban Pesach. To say in brief, it's far more elaborate than what I'm about to say. The sheep that would be offered for the Korban Pesach has to be roasted over an open fire. It may not be cooked in liquid. If you think about what happens when an animal is roasted, when the meat is roasted, the liquid leaves, and what that means is the meat itself comes closer together. It's tighter, it's tougher. If you were to cook an animal in liquid, so the liquid enters the animal, enters the meat, and everything is looser. That's one interesting thing about the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is all about people coming together, be it a family, be it more than one family, more than one household. It had to be, you had to eat that entire animal by midnight. There was a lot to do. There was a lot to eat. So by nature, the Torah talks about it, and it's just practical. Various people, and sometimes even from different households, would come together for the Korban Pesach. There's a halacha that the Korban Pesach, the bones of the Korban Pesach, may not be broken. Now, these all seem to be disparate details. The Maral puts them all together into one idea. He says that the primary service of the Korban Pesach is recognizing Achdus Habore, the oneness of the Creator, meaning the belief that everything that happens in this world is with the hand of God. The great things that happen in my life, the things I perceive as great and wonderful, are the gifts of God. But also, to believe in Achdus Habore is to recognize that the things that you and I can't begin to understand why they would happen, that's also the act of God. It's wonderful. The Jewish people in that year experienced a remarkable exodus from Egypt, and every year subsequent, we remember that. But part of the story is remembering the terrible slavery in Egypt leading up to that exodus. The service of the Korban Pesach is to recognize the great things and the seemingly terrible things are both from God. So now if you go back to the details of the Korban Pesach that we mentioned a moment ago, specifically we're bringing separate things and entities closer together. By roasting, the meat comes closer together. By bringing different people together to partake of the Korban Pesach, everyone, separate people, separate households are being brought together. You can't even break the bone of the animal when eating it. You may not, because that's separating. And the avodah, the service of the Korban Pesach, is to bring together. So I think if we think about that maral, we can understand why there's not a Torah mitzvah of eating maror when there's not a Korban Pesach. Maror represents the difficulty that we can't quite wrap our mind around. The only way to fully wrap our mind around the difficulty of Egypt is with the Torah mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Absent that, we have a rabbinic mitzvah to do it, but it's not the same. I think this idea is uniquely relevant for this year. There are just days ago, we have so much to be grateful for, that the attack from Iran, thank God, there was an injury, there was damage, but it could have been so much worse. We see that, we intuitively see that as the goodness of God. There are so many stories that we all know and have heard over these months that in isolated incidents, we see the goodness of God. There are so many things that we can't begin to wrap our minds around from these past 6 months. And it seems to be that even without the actual Korban Pesach, it still seems to be that part of our job, I think, part of our job this year at the Seder is to try to strengthen our belief that it's all from God. And the more we think that and the more we believe that, the closer we'll come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater of a merit it will be, of course, as we continue to daven for our brothers and sisters in Israel. And the more we grow in our emunah, in our faith, we should merit the ultimate redemption, the Meher of Yameinu speedily in our day, and we will be able to do the Korban Pesach yet again. I'll say the Tehillim now, begin with Chaf 20. Lamnat Seyach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancho Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisodeka, Yizkor Kol Mincho Secha, V'yolosecha Yidash Nesela, Yiten L'cho Chilvo Becha, V'chol Atoscha Yimalei, Naranana Bishua Secha, V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha, Ato Yodati Kyoshi Adonai Mishicho, Yanehu Mishmei Kacho, Bikturos Yeisha Yimino, Eilav Arechev Yeilav Asusim, V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Heima Karuvin Afalu, V'anachnu Kamnu V'anisotod, Adonai Yoshia, Hamelech Yanehu V'yom Koreinu. 23 Chaf Gimel. Mor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsor Binos Deshe Yarbitzeini Amei Menuchos Yinaleini Nafshi Yeshovev Yacheni V'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Salmoves Lo Yira Ra Ki Atoi Modi Shiftecho Mishantecho Heima yinachamuni, taroch l'fonai shulchan neged zororoi, bishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi rivoya, ach tovo chesed yirdefuni, ko yimei chayoi, v'shavti b'veis adonai, liorech yomim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shilamalos. So I nay el herim, may I in yavo esri, esri, may you madunai, o say, shamayim vaudet, agitain lamot raglecha, al yonum shomerecha, hine lo yonum velo yishon, shomer yisrael, adonai shomerecha, Adonai Tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Yomam Hashem esh lo yakecha, V'yareyach baloila, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitzcha uvoecha, Me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shira malos mi mamakim krosicho Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Tieno azdecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai miyamod. Ki imcho aslicho l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kibasa nafshi. Lidvaro hocholti nafshi ladunai mishomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachel yisrael ladunai kiyam adunai achesed varbei mofidus v'hu yiftes yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil David, biyosov amoras fila, koli el adunai adak, koli el adunai eschanon, eshpoch lefonav sichi, tzorasi lefonav agid, bisateif olai ruchi, viato yodata nesivasi, biorach zu aleif, tamenu fachli, habeit yominu rei, vein li makir, Avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Zaakti lech Adonai, amarti ato machzi. Chelki b'yaret hachayim. Hakshiva rinosik delosi miyod. Hatzileni mirodfai, kiyometzu mimeni. Hotzia mimasker nafshi, lo dozeh shemecha. B'yachti ru tzadikim, kisigmol kol aloi. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim batzar v'ashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabosha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem, v'yotiyem mitzara lirvacha, me'afeilu liyora, mishibud l'giyula, hashtar ba'agola v'zman kariv, v'nomar, amein. Mishaberach v'chayalei tzal. Mishaberach avoseinu avram mitzat v'yakov, yivareches chayalei tzva, ha'agonol Yisrael, v'yanshei kochos ha'bitachon, Homdim Amishmaratenu Vyare Elohenu, Mikvul Alvanon Vyarbar Mitzrayim, Mirayom Hagadol, Ladavohu Arava, Uvchom Makom Shahim, Bayabashaba Viru Vayam, Yitain Adunayas Avenu Akamimalenu, Nigafim Lithnehem, Hakadosh Baruchu Yishmor Vyatilas Hayalenu, Mikol Saravatuka, Mikol Nagel Machala, Yishlach Brochavat Vachov Chomasei Dehem, Yadbir Sonenu Tachtehem, Yatrim Bechasi Yeshua Uvateras Nitzachon, Bukiyam Boem Akosov, Kiazunay Elohechem, Alechimachem, Lilachem, Lochem, Imoy Vechem, Loshiaschem, Vinomar, Amen. Bishabarach for the captives. Bishabarach Avosein Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Yaron, David Ushlomo, Vivarech, Vishmor, Vintor, as Nedreitz Vahak, and Ali Soel Ushvuyav, Yes, Kolachinu, Hanasunim, Bitsara Vishivya, Bavur Shakolakol, Akadosh Hazem, Ispaleo Baburam, Akadosh Baruchu Yimale Rachamim Alehem, the Otiem Mechoshech Vitamabes, Umosro Sehem Yenatek, Umimtsuko Sehem Yoshiyem, the Yeshive Meira Lechek Mishvacho Sehem, Yodu Ladunai Chastov, and the Flow Self, Ne Adam, Diki Ambayam Mikrashek Asov, Uftuye Adonai Yeshuvun, Uvaotzion Birina, Timchas Olam Al Rosham, Sasong v'simcha yasigu, v'nasu yagon v'anocha, v'nomar, amein, v'shaberach v'cholim. V'shaberach avosein avram yitzhak v'yakov, Moshe v'aron David ushlomo, v'yivarech v'yirapei, asacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim, aleihem lach limam, l'rapposam, lach zikam, lach yosam, Yishlach lohem meira v'ushleim min ha-shamayim, l'chol evareim l'chol gideyem, b'soch shor chol ha-Yisrael, f'us ha-nefer shor f'us ha-guf, hashtah ba'galov izman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rosenbaum. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. I also want to express my hakaras hatov for coming on so soon before Pesach, before Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, so really appreciate you making the time right before Pesach, and wishing you, your family, and your wonderful community, Kasher V'Sameach. Once again, a reminder that our next program will be following Pesach on Wednesday, May 1st at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at that time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing all of you a Kasher V'Sameach, and wishing all of Klal Yisrael nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and wishing hope all of our tefillos be answered, l'tova, for good. And may we be zocha this Pesach, l'shana zev, Yerushalayim, be zocha. All of our tefillos are answered for good. And then we be celebrating the Pesach Seder all together, Klal Yisrael, Ke'ishacha, B'lev Echad, in Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. HaKasha V'Samech.